Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English. And welcome to episode 102 of the English with Kirsty podcast. And today I'm going to try something a bit different. So I need you to let me know if you like it. So we've had a lot of advice type podcasts and information, but this one is specifically to do with grammar. And grammar seems to divide people's opinions. I had a student yesterday who was saying that he likes learning grammar because, yeah, he understands, when he understands the rules, it's easier to make his own sentences. I've noticed that a lot of my engineer students say this. It's like they want to understand how the language works so that they can not make mistakes, or just so that it's easier. But some other people say, I hate grammar, it reminds me of school and I don't want to do it. So I just would like to know what you think about that and whether you would like some of the podcast episodes here to be about grammar. If you do, I also tried this in my newsletter members only section of my website. So if you want some more content a bit like this, then you can sign up for the newsletter too, which is all the details are on the show notes page, which is englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode102. So you can sign up there because there is content that the newsletter readers can have that isn't available anywhere else. So sometimes it's grammar, sometimes it's an audio training on something. It can be different things, but I just wanted to let you know because not all of the information on my website is available to everyone. There is some information that's just for newsletter readers. That is free, you don't have to pay for it, but you do have to be on the newsletter list to get access to it. Okay, so back to today's podcast. This is something that, if you're a native speaker, you probably have never even thought about it because we don't learn this at school. I only learned it when I was doing my teacher training and I thought, oh yeah, that's true, that is how the language works, but we never ever learn this. And if you ask an English speaker why they put adjectives in a certain order, so the words that describe something, they probably couldn't tell you unless they've read up on it like I have so that I can do this podcast. But basically, you don't usually have more than two or three adjectives before a word because otherwise it can sound a bit strange. But if you do have a number of them, then you usually put them in a specific order. And we're going to talk about that. So what is the order? So the first thing is how many. So if you're talking about a number of things, then the number goes first before you start describing them. Then there's the opinion. So something that you could see one way and somebody else could see another way. So what's beautiful to you could be really ugly to someone else. What you think is intelligent, somebody else might not think is very smart. So these words that are describing your opinion about the thing comes next. Then size, big, small, tall, short, that kind of thing. The shape, square, round, triangular, that kind of thing. Age, so this can either be old or young, or it can be old or new. So depending on whether you're talking about a person or something that isn't alive, like a car, you can have an old car or an old person. But you would have a young person and a new car, not a new person and young car if you're talking about the age. Colour, I don't need to give you examples of that, just any colour that you can think of. Origin or nationality, so where something comes from or where somebody comes from, which country. And then the material, what's it made of? So is it made of wood? Is it wooden? Is it silver? Is it plastic? That kind of thing. And then the purpose. This doesn't always come into lists of adjectives that you see, but like you can have a cup, any kind of cup, but a coffee cup makes it a specific type of cup. So you can't split the word coffee and cup. It has to be coffee cup. So these things that define what the thing is, they need to stay together, and this adjective needs to go right at the end. Or sometimes it's a noun, like coffee is, you can have coffee colour, but coffee is also a noun. So a costume, that just means usually something that you can wear, but a swimming costume is a specific type of costume, and that has to stay together, swimming costume. And like machine, you can have, well, machine doesn't give you too much information, but if you're at the gym and you have a rowing machine, then that changes it. We know exactly what you mean. So these things that belong with the main noun, they have to stay together, like golden retriever, one of my favorite examples, because you can get flat coat retrievers, you can get curly coat retrievers. There are different types of retrievers. I'm talking about a golden retriever. So yeah, golden is a color, but in this sentence it belongs with retriever because it's describing the retriever. So I will put this list up on the show notes page if you want to have a look at it, the list of the order that they go in. Just bear in mind that sometimes age and color are the other way around. If you look for information on the internet or in books about how to do this, most do it the way that I've done it because I've checked in different places, but sometimes age and color are the other way around, so don't be surprised if you see that. It's just, you know, sometimes we do change them. We don't always follow the rules because we don't learn the rules, and so we say whatever sounds right to us, and some things will definitely sound wrong, but sometimes it doesn't matter so much, like with the age and the color. If you swap them around, it's not such a big deal, but some things definitely have to be in this order. So in terms of the first one, when we're talking about your opinion, some of them you can use for anything, like horrible or amazing or things like that. That can describe anything, but some you have to be more careful with, because you can only, like if you're saying something's delicious, that can really only be food or something you eat, or maybe something you smell, but it's relating to the smell of delicious food. So there are some adjectives that only relate to certain things. And like alive, you know, people are alive, plants are alive, animals are alive, but the desk definitely isn't alive. So, you know, you have to think about what your adjective is and whether that's relevant to the noun that you're talking about. So for example, we often have, if you've been following this podcast on my website for a while, the wise old owl. So wise is my opinion of him. It can be a shared opinion, but it also can be your own opinion. So it can be a general thing or just your thing. But wise comes first because it's an opinion. Old is the age. So yeah, wise old owl. And there are exceptions. You will always find exceptions, like a common one that comes up is the big bad wolf. We don't say the bad big wolf, because that sounds weird. I think partly because the big bad wolf is just part of, it was in a lot of stories for children and we've heard it growing up. But I've also heard, I'm going off on a tangent a bit here, but for anyone who's interested in language and development of language, there's this pattern of sounds, and often it's I-A-O, like flip-flop. We don't say we're going to wear some flip-flops, it's flip-flop. Or what's the other one? Chit-chat. We don't say chat-chit, it's chit-chat. So it goes I-A-O. Yeah, that's just random because I was looking up why is it Big Bad Wolf. But it's called ablaut reduplication, for anyone who wants to look that up. But that's just an aside. My point here is that we do sometimes get exceptions, and that's just a thing. For every rule, there will be some exceptions. So, as I said, native speakers don't learn this at school, but we just wouldn't say my leather walking brown boots. That just sounds wrong. First of all, because walking has to be with boots. So, walking boots. And the colour generally comes before the material, so my brown leather walking boots, not my leather walking brown boots. That just, to me, that just sounds really odd. And depending on your native language, whether you have these rules about adjectives, it may sound fine to you, but in English, if you said something like that, it would just distract people and say, well, what? Because it just doesn't sound right in the right order. I found a small, round, wooden box. So small, size, round, shape, wooden, material, box. I want to buy those beautiful antique silver earrings. So here, beautiful is my idea. You might hate them, but I think they're beautiful. Antique, yeah, that's kind of relating to the age, so it isn't old or young, because yeah, you could have old earrings. New earrings would suggest that they're either new to you or just been made, but antique is a special kind of old, so that comes next. Silver, because they're made of silver, and earrings, because that's what they are. But if you have too many adjectives, it can just sound a bit stupid. You know, if you try to fit too many in, rather than sounding creative and wonderful, it just sounds like somebody was trying too hard. Like, she was an intelligent, attractive, tall, thin, young, blonde English woman. I mean, really, these things may all be true, but the sentence doesn't sound like a good one. Some adjectives can only be used after a verb. So you can say, I'm well, I'm afraid, I'm asleep. Or he was asleep, because you wouldn't say I was asleep because you were asleep. But yet, you know, these adjectives can't be used before. So you can't say that you found an asleep dog. You can't say that you found an afraid dog or a well dog. You'd have to say things like, I found a sleeping dog, or a frightened dog, or a healthy dog. So some of these adjectives you can't put before the noun. So when we use adjectives before the noun, we don't generally use and unless there's a reason to. So we can say, here's shiny, expensive, new, red car. So all of these things describe the car. It's shiny, it's expensive, it's new, and it's red. So that's fine, but we don't need and. We only use and when things, there are two of the same, like if it's two colours, if something is black and white, for example, then we can use and, because we're saying it's black and white. It's not just black, then it's white, it's both. And sometimes we use other adjectives together, like wet and windy. So these two things often happen at the same time. Don't have to, but they can. You can say it's a wet and windy morning. You could also say it's a wet, windy morning. That's fine. But sometimes if things are the same type of adjective, or they belong together, like black and white, wet and windy, salt and vinegar crisps, for example, you wouldn't say salt, comma, vinegar crisps. It would be salt and vinegar, because they have both flavours. So you only use and if you need to. Otherwise, it's the new shiny new red car. No and there, because you don't need to. They're all different types of adjectives that don't belong together. But if you follow a verb, like to be, then you usually do use the and. So I grew up in a quiet little village. So both of these describe, quiet is my opinion of the village, little is the size. So that's okay, we don't need and there. But if I then say, now it's noisy and overcrowded. So it is, you're using a verb, so then you have noisy and overcrowded. So after the verb, you have no noun at the end of your sentence, so you need and. Unless there's only one adjective, like now it's terrible or something like that, then you don't. But if you have more than one adjective, then you do need and, if it's after to be. So that was just a quick run through. I don't expect everybody to remember all of these, but the list can help you if you're not sure where to put the adjectives or what order to put them in. Then it's sometimes helpful if you can have a look at this list, because it will give you the order, the general order. So for example, it does matter where you put where something comes from. If I say like delicious Turkish coffee or something like that, I can't say Turkish delicious coffee, that just sounds weird. So generally your ideas about things will always come first. Where something comes from, or where somebody comes from, always comes nearer the end of the list. But some, like colour, don't matter quite as much. They can swap around a bit, but generally it's good to follow this rule. Some people don't, if they really want to emphasise something, but you can end up having a sentence that just sounds quite unnatural if you try to play around with the order too much. So it's quite good to follow it. And if you're interested in grammar, generally, I do offer a grammar course. It has 10 modules. This is a paid course. You can do the 10 modules if you like. You can also choose the modules that are important to you or the things that you struggle with and put your own course together of one module or three or something like that. The more modules you buy, the cheaper they become. But if you only need help with one thing, then it's pointless doing a whole grammar course if you only need one of the modules. So if you're interested in that, you can go to englishwithkirsty.com/grammar. But generally, I would be interested to know if people do want to find out more of this kind of content. If you want to hear more of this kind of content on the podcast, let me know, because there's a contact form on the show notes page that you can use. So englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode102. And then you can let me know your opinions on there. Or if you have any questions about what I've said today, then you can also use the contact form to send me your questions. And I'll either answer you, or if I think it's something that other people would benefit from, then I'll put it in a future episode as well. So I hope that's been useful. If you're interested in the members only part of the website for newsletter subscribers, then don't forget to sign up for the newsletter, which you can also do on the show notes page. Have a great week and have fun learning English. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.